every day, Mass is celebrated at St. Dominic's Chapel at the Chancery Offices of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. The following is a recording of today's readings and homily from a previous year.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. A Pharisee in the Sanhedrin named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, respected by all the people, stood up and ordered the apostles to be put outside for a short time. And he said to the Sanhedrin, "Fellow children of Israel, be careful what you are about to do to these men. Some time ago, Thetis appeared, claiming to be someone important. And about 400 men joined him, but he was killed, and all those who were loyal to him were disbanded and came to nothing. After him came Judas the Galilean at the time of the census. He also drew people after him, but he too perished, and all who were loyal to him were scattered. So now I tell you, have nothing to do with these men. Let them go. For if this endeavor or this activity is of human origin, it will destroy itself. But if it comes from God, you will not be able to destroy them. You may even find yourselves fighting with God." They were persuaded by him. After recalling the apostles, they had them flogged, ordered them to stop speaking in the name of Jesus, and dismissed them. So they left the presence of the Sanhedrin, rejoicing that they had been found worthy to suffer dishonor for the sake of the name. And all day long, both at the temple and in their homes, they did not stop teaching and proclaiming the Christ, Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
One thing I ask, to dwell in the house of the Lord. One thing I ask, to dwell in the house of the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid? One thing I ask, to dwell in the house of the Lord. One thing I ask of the Lord, this I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, that I may gaze on the loveliness of the Lord and contemplate his temple. One thing I asked, to dwell in the house of the Lord. I believe that I shall see the bounty of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord with courage, be stout-hearted, and wait for the Lord. One thing I ask, to dwell in the house of the Lord. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. One does not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good are these for so many? Jesus said, Have the people recline. Now there was a great deal of grass in that place, so the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had had their fill, he said to his disciples, Gather the fragments left over so that nothing will be wasted. So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world. Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord. It's hard proclaiming this gospel on an empty stomach right before lunch. But nonetheless, it is a wonderful reality how when we trust in God's providence, God can bring about something from nothing. And I think we always need to be reminded of that to maintain our confidence in the divine providence of our God. Within the wedding rituals of the Hispanic culture, there is the giving over of the coins called arras. And I was just with a couple planning out their wedding, and that's why I was a little late. Sorry. Forgive me to those who are watching as well. We have to discuss the arras, the coins. I have never really theologically read anything about them, but I have invented my own understanding of what they represent. I think it had something to do with the medieval times when there was money exchanged in marriages, but now I split the coins between the two, the groom and the bride, and I have them say words as the following. Please accept these coins as a sign of my trust and confidence in the divine providence of our God, who is almighty. And I stand behind that because if there's anything within marriage, and is to have the couple look to God for the providence that they need as to whatever they'll need to fulfill those vows. And here in this a wonderful miracle of the multiplication of the loaves and the fish, we have God taking from what seemed to be nothing and just was able to bring it about an abundance. And I think we are called to have that confidence in God providing abundance where it appears that there is nothing. So many blessings to you when you worry about not having enough. Trust in God's providence. Amen.
The preceding podcast is a production of the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Atlanta. Copyright 2024.